You're tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan with you, and I am joined by wildfire reporter Angus Thurmer Jr. Today we're discussing an article Angus recently wrote titled Long Strange Trip. The story is about John Perry Barlow, who just recently passed away. He was a Wyoming native, but he was well known for being a writer and his affiliation with the band The Grateful Dead. Angus, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome, Brennan, and thank you for your interest in Wyofile.
Yeah, so John Perry Barlow's beginnings start in Wyoming at Barcross Ranch near Pinedale, Wyoming.
Yes, it's actually the area is called Cora, and Barcross is a wonderful, more than 5,000-acre ranch that's still in operation. And John Perry Barlow was, I believe, the third generation of Barlow's on the ranch, and he ran it for 17 years after his father died. And he had gone to school in Pinedale and didn't get along with some of the rules and regulations, is my understanding, was sent to boarding school in Colorado, where he ran into this guy called Bob Weir. And they became lifelong friends. And John Perry Barlow was eventually asked to write some lyrics for a solo album that Bob Weir was doing in the early 70s. And from there, he became a full-fledged, although non-performing, member of the Grateful Dead.
And let's remind our listeners why we're talking about him right now.
Well, we're talking about John Perry Barlow because he died last week in San Francisco at age 70.
And you took an image of John Perry Barlow back in 1988. Can you describe to our listeners what this image is of and what's the context?
Sure. There are lots of pictures of John Perry Barlow on the internet and the World Wide Web, and many of them are him posing, looking straight at the camera, speaking at a podium, and so on and so forth. There are not many with show him with horse dung on his boots, and he is standing in the middle of a semicircle of people in cowboy hats. It's a the ranch has been sold, the Barcross has been sold. John Perry Barlow admitted he wasn't a rancher. He said it took him 17 years to find that out. After selling the ranch, he auctioned all the equipment and the livestock, including a horse that's seen in the picture named Sinbad. And if I remember correctly, he pretty much guaranteed that Sinbad would buck you off once a year. And so he is holding forth in the photograph, describing Sinbad's qualities. And again, kind of a center stage, but in his native element, really very much in cowboy boots and dust all around.
If you're just tuning in, I am here with wildfire reporter Angus Thurmer Jr. We're talking about something a little different this week. We're talking about an article that Angus wrote titled Long Strange Trip, an article about John Perry Barlow, who was a Wyoming native, but most famous for his affiliation and writing for the band The Grateful Dead. Now, Angus, John Perry Barlow was really a Renaissance man. He was a rancher. He was a writer. He was a part of the band The Grateful Dead, but he was also involved in politics. He, you know, was one of the key players, the beginnings of net neutrality.
Yes. And before that, he was on the board of the Wyoming Outdoor Council, and he may have even run Dick Cheney's first campaign or helped with that in Wyoming. But he did co-found the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and he went to the World Economic Summit in Davos, Switzerland in 1996, I believe, and where he delivered the Declaration of Independence of Cyberspace, proposed that corporations not strangle this brave new world of communication.
And that being the beginnings of the internet.
This was at the beginnings of the internet and the World Wide Web, and his declaration and his predictions have become increasingly relevant. He was truly a big thinker.
So I've never really thought about the Grateful Dead being associated with Wyoming, but there are some songs that were written by John Perry Barlow here in the state of Wyoming. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those? And then there is something you touched on in your story, Long Strange Trip, that hinted that there might be some hidden signatures on the walls at his ranch.
Yes, the ranch house is undergoing renovation right now, and the work is being done by Jim Roscoe's company, and he's a contractor and a restorer who lives in Wilson. And the story is that there are a bunch of signatures in a large kitchen in the ranch house on the walls. That may include Jerry Garcia, John F. Kennedy Jr., Bobby Weir, and other luminaries. And as the story goes, all these scribblings on the walls were eventually covered up by a subsequent owner with wallpaper, and then even that was painted over. And Jim Roscoe and the current owner of the ranch house are seeking to uncover the coverings of those signatures to see what lies beneath, and preserve the scribblings, so to speak.
I want to touch on, you mentioned in your article the song Cassidy, which he wrote, and you mentioned that he wrote it in the state of Wyoming. Can you elaborate on this?
Yes, he wrote a 10-page essay on how the words came to him and what they mean. And it's an incredible window into the creative process, the symbolism of various images, and Grateful Dead lyrics. And he was on a bulldozer, clearing snow all day. His father was dying in Salt Lake City. Bobby Weir had given him the chords to the song maybe as long as 2 years before. And Barlow was out there all day plowing snow, and he wrote that the song came to him in whole cloth, as if he had been singing it his whole life. And when he got done plowing, he went into the ranch house, he typed up the lyrics, he packed his bags, he mailed the song, and he went to Salt Lake City to where his father was dying.
Well, Angus, thanks for bringing in such a unique story today to KHOL, chatting about your story titled Long Strange Trip about John Perry Barlow.
You bet. Thanks for your interest in Wyofile.
Yeah, it's nice delving into some Wyoming history that I didn't know and maybe our listeners didn't know.
I agree.
This is your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.